As per the New Age Outlaws, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to another fantastic episode of Pharaoh's Halftime, where Antonio and Anton talk everything soccer. Anton, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How are you, man?
And as Enzo Amore would say, bada bing, bada boom, how you doing?
We don't talk about Enzo Amore anymore.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
I liked him. I hated him when we became cruiserweight champion. However, I hated him. But now that he's fired, I didn't realize what a talent we had. He's and you know talent. What? It's just a tragedy of what happened to him and Big Cass. They just crashed.
They just crashed
and burned. Like Big Cass, unfortunately, suffered a seizure at a ECW reunion pay per view back in Philadelphia a few months back. And Enzo, he's trying to be a rapper now.
Yeah,
it's just like
good luck with that.
It makes me sad too because Enzo Amore, along with Kofi Kingston, were some of the two big wrestlers that got me back into collecting sneakers.
Yeah,
aside from collecting watches, like two of my shittiest habits—not shittiest, they're great habits. They're just very, very expensive. It just makes me sad.
Yeah,
with the sad state of things.
But you said they were talent, and speaking of talent, Christian Pulisic. Big talent going to Chelsea Football Club. What do you think about that?
I wish I could tell you I was excited about it, but I'm not. First off, Dortmund went to the bank laughing.
I think Dortmund are the real winners, but I'll get into that later.
Yeah, no, they went to the bank laughing. No question about that.
How much did it cost?
In U.S. dollars, $72 million U.S. dollars.
I thought it was 74. 74,
74 72. I can't,
it's well, a, it's holy a, shit, for a 20-year-old?
For a 20-year-old who had a year left on his contract. And he was benched. People forget that he was benched, not because he was out of form. He told the Dortmund hierarchy he wasn't signing a contract.
Okay.
So that's why they put their chips all in on Jadon Sancho. And that's worked out tremendously for them. But here's my thing with the whole Chelsea transfer debacle, whatever you want to call it. First off, Pulisic too high. And why is he going back to loan on Dortmund when we have issues on our wings? Willian. He's just not Willian anymore.
Yeah,
he takes
both 30s, Pedro and Willian.
Pedro's more direct, but he's at his age.
Yeah,
he's made out of glass.
At least now you guys found the solution. But I do agree with you that they should have got him from now and not waited
exactly.
Till summer.
That's and then we have
bullshit.
Two issues. Mm-hmm. Two of our other good wingers, Hazard hasn't signed a contract yet with Chelsea.
Off to Real.
Well, his national team coach Martinez came out saying that Hazard loves Chelsea. He cares deeply about the club, and he can't see him turning his back on them. Yeah.
Money talks, my friend.
Money talks. This is true. Mm. And also, Callum Hudson-Odoi, the 20-year-old prospect.
Yeah.
The prince after Loftus-Cheek.
He's gonna say what my good friend Anthony Nigueb says. See around. He's going to Bayern.
Bayern Munich has put in a bid for $30 million of him. According to Sky. His sources state that people close to Callum Hudson-Odoi say that he's more convinced by the Bayern project, and he's seen the progression of Jadon Sancho, how he left Man City for England.
So he wants to kind of do the same thing.
He wants to do the same thing, and he's perfect because he plays on the left. Ribery and Robin are leaving this year, so he can play on any side.
Yeah, and if you think about it, actually, no real English players ever pull the trigger and do that move. Like you saw rarely with a player like David Beckham, who was an Englishman that did well abroad. I think Michael Owen had a stint.
Michael Owen had a stint abroad
from England.
Well, there was also Mark Hughes. He left for Barcelona.
But like there,
and he did well in Barcelona.
You could count him on a hand. It's only a handful of players. So
I guess.
You're not going to see like Harry Kane pull the trigger. I don't think he will. He's going to Real or Barca.
Money talks, like you said. Yeah. Money talks. And Benzema's getting old. Bale is a shell of his former self.
But I think they're going to go like. I just don't think the English players have the goal to go abroad, especially since they're top talents in their home country. So, like, everything's set up for them. Why would they bring their family all the way to a different country and start fresh and all that BS?
True.
That's why I English people are very proud and they get homesick very
This
very
is true.
Quickly.
This so, is very, very true. You speak big facts.
But will Christian Pulisic be homesick?
I don't think so.
No.
It was his dream to come to the Premier League. He's called Chelsea a legendary club.
Which everybody's making fun of.
You know what?
Hey, man, you guys won a Champions League.
We won a Champions League in the past five. If you didn't – look, here's the thing with Chelsea. Yeah, back in the day, we were shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Russian money changed everything. You could argue the same thing for Man United.
Mm-hmm.
what's it called? When the Glazers came in after in 2001, I think in the mid 2000s, something like that. Same time they got money injected. Yeah, you had the class in 92, but you guys struck gold.
True.
They will never. It's like the draft class of 2004 or 2003 or 2004 for the NBA when you had players like Melo, Wade,
yep.
LeBron. Like that's what the class of 92 was. That's why Man United fans like to talk a lot of shit about Chelsea as being a big club. Same thing with what's it called with Man City. Everyone's a fucking Man City fan all of a sudden. What about Liverpool? Did we forget that Liverpool was shit for the past 6-7 years?
More than that.
Yeah, it's not until Fenway Sports Group decided to invest a little money into their team. And they got the
American owners.
Yeah, Fenway Sports Group. And they got LeBron's a minority owner.
He's got what, like a third of it or something
like that? Nah, it's a minority share.
5% or something.
Yeah, but still like.
Go LeBron.
Yeah, but still. You want to make like they finally invested money after years and just not putting into it.
Yeah.
So like people who want to insult Chelsea,
mm-hmm.
like I get it. Our history is not as broad.
Yeah.
But our recent work is going to shape the future. And everyone who's trying to rip on us some of that. When was the last time your team won a trophy of some significance?
And I could actually agree with you because I feel like Spurs are in a kind of a similar state where our work now is a future project.
Exactly.
Over the next 10, 15 years.
Exactly. People need to mind, like, yes, I know history is a big thing, but you know what? Stop looking to the past. Look to the future because that's how you repeat the same mistakes of the past.
Yep.
And that's
why, you know, all these teams that used to have fire teams and winning trophies left and right. Now they're doing shit. So all they can talk about is their past and, oh, but we won this trophy in 1996 and no, this trophy in 2001. Ah, shut up.
Exactly. Exactly.
Tired of your crap.
Speaking on the subject of Chelsea, since we're talking transfers for Chelsea, apparently we're also getting Chucky Lozano.
That would be a great signing.
It is a great signing, but here's one problem. I'll tell you why it's not going to work out.
What?
One name. Mino Raiola.
Uh-huh.
That, for those of you who don't know who Mino Raiola is.
That's that son of a gun agent.
He's a piece of shit agent. Think Ari Gold, just less funny, less likable, and fat. Less, he doesn't look like Jeremy Piven. For those of you who don't watch Entourage, I suggest you do.
Mm-hmm.
Great show. Fantastic. Hilarious. It's one of those shows you could just, you won't get bored of.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a crime drama. It's not anything. It's just a comedy, and you'll enjoy it.
So Raiola pretty much said, "See you around LA Fitness."
LA Fitness,
yeah, because he's fat.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's just a fat piece of shit. He interesting fact about Mino Raiola. He actually bought Al Capone's.
I gotta pause it, bro.
So sorry about that, folks. We're in a bit of a transition right now, so we brought a third guy on board to help us with when we eventually go into YouTube. We're gonna need a third guy to help us out with the transitions of the cameras and the live stream.
Sir Gad-a-lot.
Yeah, so I call him Producer Gad now.
I call him Sir Gad-a-lot.
So yeah, we're talking about this, and he's making faces.
Yeah,
and Antonio just lost control. Sorry about
and,
that.
And
folks.
He's going by his freaking life slogan: "Don't get mad, get Gad."
Yeah,
so.
It's like he's now just giving us a finger in the background. Wonderful.
Silly guy, tricks are for kids, bro. Leave us alone for now. What were you saying about Mino Raiola and Chucky Lozano? Why you think it's not gonna happen?
As I was saying, Mino Raiola, he actually bought Al Capone's mansion in Miami, and that
big money, huh?
Yeah, it just shows how much money this guy clubs they pretty much shill for this guy.
Yeah,
paying him all the agent fees he wants. Which
hell,
is,
man, I want to freaking be an agent.
That's why Chelsea is a club that won't pay the agent fees. Hence why as I mentioned in the last podcast, the whole Romelu Lukaku thing just didn't work out.
Yeah,
and that's why he left Mino Raiola for Roc Nation because in the end, Lukaku got screwed. He went to Man United.
He originally wanted to do a homecoming. No,
he wanted to do a homecoming. As per reports, he mentioned that he would love to come home.
Yeah.
But because
you guys could have definitely used them.
because Chelsea didn't want to pay Raiola
the
money, he took him to Man United. He offered him to Man United, and Man United were more than willing to pay Everton's fees and Raiola's fees.
So see you around Lukaku and see you around Raiola.
Yeah, and that's why I don't think the whole Chucky Lozano deal is going to happen because Chucky's got that scumbag as an agent.
Ugh. So, who else does he have? He has some big name players.
He has Zlatan. He has Pogba.
Does he have Insigne?
I don't think he has Insigne. He had Thiago Motta before he retired.
So this guy has a couple of big names.
He does have a couple of big names, and he is, as Alex Ferguson called him, the scum of the earth.
I'm going to be Jadon Sancho's agent. How's that?
All right. In more Chelsea transfer news, Valencia, they terminated their, what's it called?
Valencia for Batshuayi, right?
Yeah.
He's coming home?
He's coming home. You know what? There's reports in France saying that he's going to go to AS Monaco.
Uh-huh.
I don't want that to happen. We could use all the backup we can.
Yeah.
Maybe Batshuayi is a striker that for Sarri ball.
Mm.
Maybe it's not Higuain. I don't know. The Higuain transformers, they just keep heating up and heating up and heating up and heating up and heating up. It's getting to the point where, it's coming more ridiculous.
Two things about one thing about the Higuain transfer. I think I said it in the last podcast, but I said I don't think he'll be a good fit.
He won't be.
But I changed my mind. Why? Because I said that you guys needed a proven goal scorer, and Higuain at club level is a proven goal scorer. I mean, what else do you got? Look at this guy's numbers. He scored goals, a bunch of goals at Real Madrid, at Napoli, even now at AC Milan in his short stint. He's a goal scorer, and that's exactly what you guys need. And saying another thing about the Batshuayi going to Monaco possibly, that he might actually be good for Batshuayi's career to give him some confidence back, because let's be real, he's always going to be playing number two at Chelsea. He's never going to get the starting role.
I mean, Morata might be leaving too. Morata True. Might be going. He if might be going Atletico.
Then if Morata leaves, then Batshuayi should stay.
Yeah,
but it all depends. You know, we still got another 2-3 weeks until January's over.
Yes.
So time will tell. But if Morata goes, then Batshuayi should stay. If Morata stays, Batshuayi should go to Monaco, because I remember him when he was on Marseille, where he was a freaking monster.
Yeah.
And I remember I used to buy this guy in FIFA career mode, and when I was with Spurs, and go off. So definitely, if Batshuayi decides to go to Monaco, I think it'll be good for his career, just at least for the next 6 months, so he can get his confidence back and then come back to Chelsea like, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready for the Premier League. I'm ready to be the main man again. Well, you know, never the main man, but good contributor.
Yeah.
Good contributor.
Fabregas replacement. Barella.
Nicolò Barella. I hate you guys because he was rumored for Spurs. We were the first team to be linked with him.
Look at, as per Alfredo Padula and Gianluca Di Marzio, it's looking like more and more it's going to happen every day.
That's Sarri Italian connection, man.
Sarri wants him. He wants Sarri.
It's a match made in heaven, huh?
It is.
And he's still young. He's only like 21. So
exactly. So we could still mold him. He could play that Jorginho role.
Mm-hmm.
He could play that Kovacic. I'll take him and get rid of Kovacic, because Kovacic has done. He's done crap for us.
Yeah,
and I'm not convinced by Kovacic.
You would probably love a player like Barella, because he's probably versatile and can play
either
the more attacking role or the center defensive mid like Jorginho, and maybe push Jorginho more forward to make more forward passes.
Exactly.
Maybe have Conte slot back into the defensive midfielder role like he played for so many years now, which I think his position has thrived. Even though Conte, man, he's been getting some goals from that forward more advanced position.
Yeah, I mean, Conte's not a Michael Essien.
No.
To the point where he can move up the midfield or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't think he could strike a ball from 35 yards either.
He's
like
not a Michael Essien, but when he scores a goal, he makes it count.
He's like a Claude Makélélé.
Exactly, exactly.
A few goals here and there.
Well, a less creative Claude Makélélé, because Makélélé was very, very creative.
Yeah, that's true. You know more Chelsea than I do.
Yeah. Cahill, another foot out the door. He might be going to Fulham, along with Victor Moses as well.
Hmm.
Are those
both loan deals?
Cahill would be the loan deal. Victor Moses, they'd be selling.
Really?
Yeah.
On a permanent.
I
think that would be a great signing for Fulham. They did a shitload of transfer signings in the summer.
Yeah.
It just hasn't worked out for them this year. And
two proven winners.
Moses has a lot of Premier League experience on Liverpool, on Chelsea, on even Stoke.
Cahill could mold that defense. He's the type of defender that Claudio Ranieri loves.
Get that leadership back. He kind of reminds me of how he had Robert Huth
on
Leicester. Just like a big, tall guy that could command the back line and shout out orders.
Yep.
But I definitely think that Moses would be one of the better signing, because I feel like they're lacking on the wings and lacking creative goal scoring, you know, chances and opportunities, a guy to kind of create. Yes, they have Schürrle, but like it's only one guy.
Yeah.
They kind of need a second one. Maybe they could put Schürrle out on the left, Moses on the right, big Mitrovic in the middle, have somebody like Tom Kearney as attacking midfield. Not bad. Maybe it'll get them some points to stay in the Prem.
So Chelsea's still very, very murky water in terms of transfers. I mean, Sarri not knowing that they signed Pulisic. shows that the club and the manager are at a discourse. They don't communicate as much as we'd like them to.
That is absolutely bullocks, as they would say in England.
Yes.
What in the world, bro? How could you have a manager that you have full confidence in to get you into the Champions League spot and probably win you a trophy this year, and he knows about a transfer on the last day? What's up with that?
I don't know, man.
What's going on with Chelsea, man? It's some phony business, I'm telling you.
It's been like that since the Mourinho days.
Yeah. What do you think is the problem? You think it's Abramovich that's causing all the chaos?
It's not Abramovich. I think it's just, okay, Michael Emanalo was our technical director. He identified some good players, but they don't identify players at the club, like the coach's philosophy. I think their idea,
mm-hmm.
So the board, this is before, Emanalo's not technical director, but he wasn't the problem. I think it's more the CFO or CEO, whatever the hell she is, Marina mm-hmm. Granikowska. She identifies big name coaches, but doesn't identify players that fit in their philosophy. She just takes big. It's like you're playing FIFA. It's like you want a rock band, right? You want to make a kick ass rock band, right?
Okay.
So you get the five best guitarists in the world. That's not going to work out. You need someone to play the drums.
Yep.
You need someone to play the vocals. You need someone to, what's it called? To
play the saxophone.
Exactly. Something, whatever. Whatever that may be.
Yeah.
They're not getting the correct pieces, instruments for the symphony.
You know when Chelsea really messed up? And that's when I was just like, nah, they definitely have bad business going forward. When they got rid of that really cute trainer. I forgot her name.
Oh, the doctor.
Yeah.
Eva Carnario.
Yeah.
She was a cutie with a booty.
That's when you guys, I was that's like, when you know
all
what?
All went to hell.
That's like your, you know, bright shining light on the bench. That's
so hot.
You know, gonna get the players off the bench and want to warm up and stuff like that. But
she was so hot.
Once you guys got rid of her, and I'm like, yeah, Chelsea had just bad business.
Yeah,
not good, not good.
It is what it is, man.
another thing with moving on to with more transfers, good old Tottenham, Moussa Dembele linked to a move to China. I like it because he would have probably gone on a free. So let's get some cash for him now, which is probably going to go straight into the stadium, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Because there was new updates just a few days ago that now their stadium delays are pushed back even more into possibly mid to late February at least. So I think this club is just going to come out and stay probably mid-February. Like, all right, we're going to start next season. Because to keep delaying, it should have been happening in August when the season started. So stop playing with our freaking hearts, man. We know the stadium's going to be...
Tottenham should have had a more realistic building
schedule. Exactly.
2 years is not viable for a building of any sort ever.
And nothing
ever goes to plan.
And it's not only a building. It's a modern day, like state-of-the-art, 60,000 plus stadium
that has retractable pitch for the NFL when they come visit.
Yeah, like that's not going to take like a 6 month project. That's going to take 2 years.
Yeah, it's going to be another year before you guys get in there.
I think we're going to start in August when the new season starts of 1920. 1920, that sounds
19/20.
19/20, not 1920. But yeah, I think Dembele is a good move to China because his good days are past him. But if he goes, we have to, and I emphasize have to, get a freaking midfielder because I keep saying it because Moussa Sissoko and Harry Winks are the two most unlikely pairings in the midfield. Even though they're doing a phenomenal job this season and unexpectedly, we need a freaking midfielder. We lost our chance with Rabiot, but he'll be all right because he called Spurs beneath him. You'll be all right, buddy. You're beneath the freaking dirt, all right? but... We need a midfielder. I don't know who. We're linked to a lot of names like Tanguy Ndombele, the guy from Lyon who I absolutely love because he's a freaking like box-to-box midfielder that fits the role perfectly and would be a perfect Dembele replacement.
Yeah.
But I think that's really it for transfer rumors so far. Ramsey to Juve apparently is a done deal for the summer.
It is a done deal. He'll be ready for the summer.
But it's not like officially announced, but a lot of rumors like...
No, Emery even acknowledged it happened.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Emery acknowledged it at the...
So see you around, Emery. Yeah.
Icardi.
Icardi might be going to... He was linked to Chelsea,
He's still linked to Chelsea. He's linked to Real Madrid. But he says that he will sign a deal with Inter if it's a concrete offer. Right now,
it's...
He's not liking any of the deals.
I think he's gonna go to Madrid.
Liverpool sell Dominic Solanke
mm-hmm.
for 19 million. They pretty much robbed Bournemouth of 19 million.
Yeah.
The ironic thing is this kid left Chelsea to play more football at Liverpool. And joke's on him. He went to Bournemouth. He was on the bench the whole time, went to Bournemouth.
See you around, Solanke.
Also, in a surprising move, Nathaniel Clyne.
Also on loan to Bournemouth, right?
Yeah, well, that was a surprising move in itself.
See, that's what I don't get about Liverpool. I still feel like, even with the great signings that they did in the summer, they still need depth. Like, why would you get rid of your second right back? Now who are you going to play a right back? Exactly. Lovren?
I mean, they could play Firmino.
Firmino?
Milner? No, not Fabinho.
Fabinho right back? But
he played right back on Monaco.
I know, but come on. Fabinho is – that's why you buy players like that, to play them in their best position and not, you know, make mistakes like Klopp did against Manchester City when they lost 2-1 and not freaking start him. How are you going to start Wijnaldum, which is a great player? I'm okay with that. And then Milner and Henderson right next to him. You got to start Fabinho, man. He's going to freaking orchestrate the midfield. He's going to string passes left and right. And when he came on in the second half, that's when they got back in the game and scored the equalizer.
Yeah.
So I really don't know what Klopp was doing that game. I think it was his fault that they lost 2-1. But it does make for a very interesting Premier League title race, because now Manchester City are only 4 points behind Liverpool in second, and Spurs only 6 points behind Liverpool in third. So still a long way in the season to go. I'm hoping Spurs keep creeping up, and against all odds, we freaking win the Premier League with no signings and a stadium delay. I'll be the happiest man on planet Earth.
Ben, another transfer news, Benjamin Pavard, World Cup winner.
Oh, yeah, he's done deal to Bayern.
Off to Bayern. He'll be there in the summer.
Yeah, great. Another freaking talent that everybody wants, just go to Bayern. Any talent that plays in the Bundesliga is going to Bayern. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Like Hummels, like Goretzka, like Sule. Like
Götze. Unless your name is Marco Reus, you're loyal to the Dortmund.
Yeah, Götze, who came back to Dortmund because he was finally realized that he was an idiot for going.
Yeah. Bayern also going after Adrian Rabiot.
Why? They have Thiago. They have who else is in the midfield? Renato Sanchez.
Yeah.
They have Goretzka, who they just got in the summer.
I don't know.
Keep buying midfielders. They should be looking for a player like Callum Hudson-Odoi, because Robin and Ribery are last season at Bayern.
Yeah.
After, I think Ribery was 12 years and Robin was 10 years at the club. Man, it's not going to be the same.
It's not going to be the same, but hopefully they don't get Callum Hudson-Odoi. I want him to stay at Chelsea. Yeah, Everyone's telling Hudson-Odoi to stay.
We'll see, man. I think he's still, what, only 18?
He's still only 18.
So this is a career kind of defining moment for him at such a young age.
Arnautovic wants to leave West Ham for China.
Oh, great. Go for the big money. Why not? If you're, he's close to 30 anyway.
Yeah.
Finish up your career in China, man.
Get some wonton
soup while you're at it.
Barcelona have apparently, this is just in. Barcelona have offered Malcolm to Chelsea plus cash for Willian. Do it!
Yeah, but now that would create chaos with Malcolm versus Pulisic on the right wing, because Malcolm plays right wing. Unless one of them go left wing.
Yeah, I mean, if we don't get Chucky Lozano,
then one of them has to play left wing.
Yeah.
Which probably will be Malcolm.
Malcolm, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
He can play left wing.
And that's also a big question mark if Hazard goes or not.
I mean, I'd rather have a Hazard contingency plan right now.
You'd rather have Hazard continue?
No, I have a contingency plan for Hazard.
Like just in case if he decides to go? Just in case he decides to dip. That's a good plan.
What else is done for – what else do we have? We got a lot of transfer news. I'm just trying to Dortmund apparently bidding for Thorgan Hazard.
That would be a good move for them.
But
isn't that a rivalry because he plays on Borussia Mönchengladbach?
Didn't stop Royce from going. So I can see this move happening.
I think Thorgan Hazard should come to the Premier League. I think he should be with his brother.
He was in the Premier League. He was at Chelsea, but he was on loan all the time.
Yeah, no, but I feel like he would do great at a club like Leicester.
Yeah.
Like, be that main man, kind of like how Mahrez was when they won the title, or Vardy still is, kind of. But yeah, I think he should come to the Premier League. He's a good player.
All right. Atletico and Sevilla.
Juan Morata.
Yep, my boy Morats. Ah, man, I wish it was like, I mean, if Atletico give us back Diego Costa, I'll fucking take it. And cash, I'll take it.
Yeah, good luck. I feel like you want everybody to come to Chelsea.
At this point, I'm tired of us.
Chucky Lozano, yeah. Icardi.
I don't care.
Pulisic, Malcolm.
Sign them all. It's as impossible as it is, sign them all. I'm tired of this team. I'm just losing and drawing and just this. I'll go into it later, folks. But the Sarri ball, I'm still not convinced by it. Juventus don't want to sell Moise Keane, but his
that's my boy Keane.
His agent keeps his agent. Surprise, surprise. Mino Raiola keeps on insisting that he wants to sell. That he wants to move on.
But we should keep also an eye out on Inter because of that. Their new technical director for transfers or whatever his name is
was from Juventus. He was the one who rebuilt Juventus.
Under what was his name?
Giuseppe Marotta. Marotta.
So keep an eye out on Inter. You know, obviously big news that Icardi might leave, which is their star man. But at least in the summer, keep an eye out on what Inter has to bring in. Depends on really where they finish in the Champions League.
Yeah.
And in the Serie A, if they finish in the Champions League spot. Because if they do, they're going to be in the Champions League again, which they had a really good campaign and kind of were unlucky not to get out of that group with Barcelona and Spurs. Thank you, Inter, for effing up. But thank you all Inter fans who you guys were bashing us because you guys beat us at the San Siro the first game 2-1 with a last-minute header. So, ha! Take that back. Take that back.
Our boy, Carrasco.
Might go to Arsenal.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know how I feel about that either. I remember my haircut one time was inspired by Carrasco. So not only does he have a good hairdo, he's a great player.
Himself in the foot by going to China. It was such a stupid move.
Yeah, but you know, some players I feel like want to just do it for the money and then somehow make a flip decision and come back to play in Europe like Axel Witsel. Axel Witsel probably could have – he never played in China, I don't think. But like Axel Witsel's type of player that could have been – a Premier League like proven midfielder by now with years of experience.
Well, he wanted to go to Juventus at one point when he was on Zenit, but like that, his agent screwed him
like,
over with that.
You know, I think any league outside of the top five is just like not worth playing in.
Yeah,
you know, like who wants to play in the Russian league? No offense to the Russian league. You guys have great teams like, you know, Zenit and CSKA Moscow and Spartak, but it's not a league where everyone's going to be attracted to.
Yeah,
to go like, oh, I'm going to start my, I'm going to leave Arsenal and go there. You know. So unless you're a player like Hulk, let's go to Zenit.
In other transfer news, the former king of red cards before he got dethroned by Sergio Ramos, Pepe returns home
to reunite with Iker Casillas
to Porto.
That's going to be interesting because don't sleep on Porto in the Champions League.
No, never sleep on Porto in the Champions League. They show up.
They show up and they won it with Mourinho that, what is it, 2003,
2004?
2004. And they have a fair tie in Roma, I believe it is. So they can knock Roma out, who were Champions League semifinalists last year, make their way into the quarterfinal, and depending on the draw, they could be lucky and maybe even push for a semifinal final, you know?
Yeah.
So do not sleep on FC Porto, my friends. They got good players from back to front. Iker Casillas, now Pepe. They have Hector Herrera. They have Yassin Brahimi, who I'm a big fan of. So they got Vincent Aboubakar, who destroyed Egypt's chances in the 2017 African Cup of Nations final.
I don't even want to talk about that.
Oh, Egypt! They got the 2009.
Oh, yes, 2019 Cup of Nations. Hey, we have something. Egyptians everywhere. We have something to live for again. African Cup of Nations will be televised and played in Egypt this upcoming February, right?
No, it's in the summer. They changed it.
Remember, they changed it?
It was supposed to be now during January, February.
Yes,
changed it for the first time to be in the summer. I think it's from June to July.
Honestly, I was hoping it'd be now.
Nah.
It would have been perfect.
Because Mane and Salah can go to Liverpool. Get out of Liverpool.
It would have been perfect.
Yeah, then and definitely then some, see around title
and
chances.
And then something, a reason to stay home in the cold. I'm tired of getting hit-ups. Yo, what are you doing today? I'm bored. Let's go out. I don't want to go out.
Let's just watch some Egypt on TV, man.
Just play Xbox or something. It's cold.
By the way, when we first started this podcast, I said how I thought we were gonna have a terrible winter because we had a very early snowstorm in November. But you said the opposite, and it really hasn't been a bad winter so far.
I told you. It's just cold.
It's cold, but like not as much snow as I expected. It was just that one snowstorm.
Exactly.
Randomly in November.
Did I tell you?
We got random snow flurries today, all right? Give your boys some credit.
It was what was it? It was the pre-Thanksgiving show.
Yeah.
Go back, listen to that. And I was right.
I think I'm starting to rub off on you with my good predictions. But you're not good with predictions about soccer. You're good with predictions about everything else.
Yeah,
I'll stick to my soccer predictions. But yeah. Swansea City winning the FA Cup.
I mean?
Swansea City winning the FA Cup. That's my prediction.
Really? Are they even
Yeah, yeah. They did beat Aston Villa 3-0.
All right, that's enough transfers for today. I mean, we'll wait till we're going to keep going over this every week.
Every week when we make a pod, we'll go over the new transfer rumors and updates.
Until the last we'll have a transfer day. We'll have a transfer day special. Yep. We'll try to have
it. We'll try to have it on deadline day. That'd be cool.
We'll have it right after NBC's coverage, because usually NBC's coverage is spot on, and then we'll have everything on it after.
Correct.
Or we could simulcast it. So
yeah, that'll be dope. We're trying to transition to YouTube soon. Yeah. So give us some time, folks.
Yeah, shit's expensive, yo.
Work in progress.
Shit's expensive.
Let's recap some of the FA Cup results while we're at it.
First off, I want to go into this and say this: who the hell allowed Man City to get all the easy
draws.
FA Cup.
Carabao Cup. Probably going to be the Champions League. Yeah.
Who the f... They are trying to protect... This is like not even a conspiracy at this point. It's obvious. They're trying to protect Pep, the fraud, Guardiola. Because if he only wins one trophy and is 3 years of managing England... He'll be considered a failure by his own standards.
So they're going to give him stuff like the Carabao Cup.
Exactly. And the FA Cup,
make it easy for
him. Because my Barcelona and my Johan Cruyff.
Yeah, but too bad because Tottenham's winning the double in the FA Cup and Carabao Cup.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, see you around. See you around, okay. Chelsea and Man City. Yeah,
All right. So let's start off with this travesty.
Rotherham 0, Manchester City 7.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't even know. I don't even want to talk about
it. I don't even want to talk about it either.
It's like we said in the previous podcast, it's like talking about like the rich kid like getting a new car when you just had a Maserati.
Yeah.
And now he got a brand new Ferrari. Aston Martin or something.
Yeah, something stupid.
Man United Reading 2-0 for the Solskjaer's men. I think it's now, what, 5 wins in a row?
5 wins. He's doing it, but it's still
not a big test. We have a big test coming up in the Premier League, which we'll talk about.
We'll go on that later. West Ham 2, Birmingham 0. I mean, yep. It was expected. West Ham should be able to beat it. They have a capable squad.
Swansea beating Aston Villa away 3-0. That's my prediction. Swansea City to win the FA Cup. They kind of remind me of Wigan.
Yeah.
When they did it against Manchester City with Big Ben Watson coming in with a clutch header at the end and beating Man City in the FA Cup final. So maybe we'll have a repeat of that this year. Chelsea.
Two, Nottingham Forest 0.
That was apparently Cesc Fabregas' farewell match.
I shed a tear for the guy. Everyone was applauding him. Morata with the brace.
Yeah.
Morata with the brace. I mean,
Morata with the double-double.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mark Zadruk with the giggle.
Derby County, Southampton 2. Both, it was a draw, 2-2. That was good. I was surprised Southampton kept their own. They've been playing very defensively, playing very well, compact. Yeah.
But that's Frank Lampard's team, so of course they're going to give it a fight.
Yeah, Frank Lampard's team. They're not doing so hot in the championship. They're like in sixth or fifth.
Uh huh.
But they're still, for his first season, in managing, still doing phenomenal.
You never know. In the championship, they have those like four playoff spots. So if he sneaks into one of those, you never know. You just got to play well in the playoff games.
Yeah.
Blackpool 0, Arsenal 3. That's expected. A couple of these games were draws, which obviously are going to be replayed. The big one, Wolves 2, Liverpool, or should I say Loserpool 1.
Thank God.
Liverpool out of the Carabao Cup. Liverpool out of the FA Cup. All the pressure is on Jurgen Klopp to deliver the Champions League or the Premier League, which he will choke in both.
He's not going to do it.
Do that laugh.
Boom.
Yeah. It's going to be Liverpool who's the laughing stock of the league after they spent all that money.
Did I go over the Tommy Wiseau thing yet?
Which one?
Tommy Wiseau.
I don't remember.
So, Jurgen Klopp reminds me of this guy named Tommy Wiseau. He's an actor. He made this movie called The Room. It's one of the worst movies in history. It's so bad that it's so good. It's on YouTube. Go ahead and watch it. James Franco actually made a movie about it last year called The Disaster Artist, based on the making of that movie and everything. This guy, Tommy Wiseau, he has the same laugh, speaks so freaking weird, and like when he laughs, it just sounds like Klopp. It's like, ha, 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 what a funny story, Mark.
Dude, immense pressure now on Liverpool to deliver either the Premier League or the Champions League. And they have a...
They're not going to do it. They're going to choke.
I think they're going
to
choke.
I think what's going to happen is...
They're going to lose to Bayern.
Yep. And interestingly, their fixture against Chelsea is the same date and same time as this infamous fixture that ruined it for them last time.
With the Gerrard slip.
The Stevie G slip.
Who's it going to be? Who's going to slip now? Fabinho? It's got to be a midfielder.
It's got to be a midfielder.
Or
Hendo.
Nah, you know who? That would like completely like just give Liverpool such like a bad feeling in their gut and like ruin the whole season. Virgil van Dijk.
Oh, that'd be fucking hilarious.
He's the one that's gonna like try to pass it out from the back and just accidentally like...
Who'd be the striker to take it on?
Morata, out of all people.
Yes, if Morata stays and he tails it out. Fernando Torres slide.
Or Batshuayi.
Yo! the hero of 3 years ago at the Premier League.
Yep.
And West Bromwich Albion scoring that only goal. The hero, again, that the Premier League needs.
Mr. Batman himself. Yes. Will the Dark Knight return and cause chaos?
We sure hope so.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's going
to
be
interesting. To go back to the subject of Liverpool, yeah, they have no excuse. They've spent enough money as it is.
Yeah.
I mean, they're out of two lesser cups.
Yeah. Which I don't really think an FA Cup is a lesser cup. An FA Cup, when I was in England, I was talking to some people and they were saying that how they believe that their team should win and go all out for the FA Cup and not worry about the Champions League.
Yeah, it's bigger over there.
Yeah, it's a huge deal in England.
We don't understand the value of the FA Cup here
compared
to the Premier, to what it is in London.
And what do you think they always say? It's the magic of the FA Cup. Something's bound to happen because it's always chaos and upside down flips and turns, and we already found it in round three with Liverpool crashing out against Wolves.
All right. Let's go to the draws for the big club. We have four third round replays. Southampton and Derby will play again. Blackburn and Newcastle. Luton Town and Sheffield Wednesday. Stoke City and Shrewsbury.
Should be Southampton, Stoke. I'm going to go with Sheffield Wednesday or Thursday.
Don't count Derby out. Don't count Derby out. They knocked out Manchester United. Don't forget. I know.
And I'll probably go with Newcastle for experience.
Yeah, all right.
And then the fourth round, Crystal Palace, drawing with my beloved Spurs. Oh, it's going to be away at Crystal Palace.
They're going to park the bus.
They're going to park the bus, but always Crystal Palace Tottenham are really close games. So I'm hoping for Eriksen wonder goal as usual, which gets us through to the fifth round.
Chelsea will play either Sheffield Wednesday or Luton Town.
Just the winner of that?
The winner of that will be played.
And it's going to be at Stamford Bridge. So you guys should book your ticket to the next round.
Yeah. Arsenal, Man United.
That's the pick of the draw.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one.
That's going to be a great one to watch. So I'm going with, I think it's going to be a replay.
Probably a replay. Yeah, I could see that happening.
It's going to be a replay.
I could see that happening.
It's good because then both these teams will get exhausted to death, and I'm okay with that.
Yep.
Man City, Burnley. Come on, Joe Hart. Do the right thing. Yeah. Stop all of Aguero's goals. Ashley Barnes, break a leg or two.
I wish it was Manchester City versus Crystal Palace, just so they could have confidence that they could go to the Etihad again and just win, and Andros Townsend could score another freaking screamer of a volley and just take Manchester City out of the FA Cup.
I know.
But Burnley, I guess, is a tough test. They're resilient defensively.
Yeah.
So hopefully it won't be as such of a walk in the park as usually is.
On to the Carabao Cup.
What do you think about that narrow Tottenham win against Chelsea?
I absolutely hated that game. That game really frustrated me.
I'm sure it did because I watched the whole thing and I considered ourselves lucky, not because of the whole VAR, because it was...
Hey, well, you guys were...
Don't say it.
That
because
Draco Malfoy looking bastard was offsides.
No, he was not.
He was offsides.
Azpilicueta's left foot kept him onside if you look at the replay.
Yeah, I looked at the replay. I looked at the angle.
It was level.
Look at the angle.
And if when it's level, you're onside.
Look at the angle.
Read the FIFA rule books, man.
Yeah, okay.
Read the FIFA rule books.
Get the hell out of here.
Oh, man. But regardless of the it being onside and Harry Kane clearly getting fouled by Kepa, who I think should have gotten a red, not a yellow, because it was clear on goal.
That's too harsh. I mean,
but you know, we got the penalty, we got the goal. Kane scored. We won the first leg. But
we're coming for you.
Chelsea played very well. They gave Tottenham such a good game. You guys had, like, I believe it was like close to 17 shots, and like
we can't capitalize.
And over.
I don't know how many times Andreas Christensen missed a sitter. I was to the point where I was gonna throw my Jordans on the TV.
I don't know, man, but I think the second leg is definitely one to watch because I don't think Chelsea are going to do it. I think Spurs now are confident playing against the big teams. Unlike, you know, Spurs of old, I think we're going to grind out the result because
I think it's going to go to penalties.
Maybe, but the thing I love about Spurs this year is that in the midst of all the chaos with the stadium and stuff and not signing people and all this stuff, we are grinding out results like I've never seen Spurs do before.
I don't know how you guys are not exhausted. Half your team came late to the battle for the World Cup.
We are probably exhausted, but you know, we're probably, I think, if not the only team, one of the teams still in the Premier League that has not tied a game. We've been winning or losing. And losses, I think, are under 5. So we have like over, I think, 15 plus wins on the board. So I don't think it's going to be a tie. I think it's going to either be like a 2-1 to Chelsea and we go through on like away goals.
I think it's going to go to penalties.
I could see a 2-1. Spurs in the final with Manchester City, who absolutely destroyed Burton Albion 9-0.
This goes back to when I say the FA is trying to protect the shit out of Pep.
Yeah. Well, what was that joke? It was like, what was 9 plus 10?
21.
21. You stupid. Yeah, it's literally 9 goals for Manchester City.
So like 1.
Hopefully we could pray that Burton Albion scores 10 in the second leg.
I hope so, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That'll be a sight to see.
Yeah, seriously.
So Man City versus Spurs in the Carabao Cup final, and I think we're going to lift that trophy. I think we will.
You dream too much, but
I don't dream. It's facts.
Moving on. Let's go over the Premier League.
Wait, before you continue, I'm going to quote my man Paul Heyman and say the thing that I'm about to say is not a prediction. It is a spoiler, and Tottenham are going to win the Carabao Cup.
And it's going to be the only trophy you win this year.
It does not matter. In all the chaos, I will take the Carabao Cup.
That just shows how low your expectations are.
Not low. We're a 10-year project, my friend. I'm not expecting us to win the Champions League until like we get a really solid team and we spend more money and the stadium's well and running. Then maybe in like 3-4 years, then I'll have my, you know, hopes a little higher and be like, we're going to make a solid run of the Champions League. My hopes this year is that we get into the quarterfinal, we beat Dortmund in the round of 16, and then we go crashing out to whoever it is because the last day is probably too good for us at the moment. So I'll take the Carabao Cup this year.
Until Pochettino leaves next year.
Don't get me started.
But yes, on to match day 21.
Premier League. Back to Premier League action.
Leicester beat Everton. That was a good game.
That was a great game, yeah. Leicester coming up with, what, 4 wins out of 5 now in the span of a month?
Yeah.
And 2 of those wins being against Chelsea and Manchester City, respectively. So I don't know what Claude Puel's doing, but he's getting this team back to its old ways. Obviously, they could push for a Europa League spot, which would be great for their club because they haven't had European football since they won the league and got Champions League that year. But I'm rooting for Leicester City this year to get like maybe like 6th or 7th
and
sneak into a Europa League spot. Arsenal 4, Fulham 1.
London Derby gone. Ori again, not the way we both wanted. If you wanted Fulham to do well, but it is what it is. Arsenal,
yeah, too much firepower at the Emirates for them.
Tottenham, as expected, to beat Cardiff City.
Yeah, we really needed to bounce back against that, especially after that loss against Wolves at Wembley the week before. And we scored all 3 goals within the first 25 minutes. So we were cruising. It could have been a lot more. Maybe we should have got more because you never know what the goal differential at the end of the season.
Yeah.
But we did need to bounce back with 3 points, and we got 3 points and 3 goals. So I'll take it.
All right.
Wolves who beat Tottenham 3-1, lost at home to Crystal Palace 2-0.
Yeah,
I don't know what the hell's going on, man.
Crystal Palace is just one of those teams that just stop you in your tracks.
Yeah, I feel like Crystal Palace have such a decent team that if they actually get their shit together and are consistent, they could be one of those teams that make it into the Europa League. And you never know, pull a freaking, you know, Leicester City title winning season. But miracles only happen once in a while, so it's probably not going to happen anytime soon.
Chelsea 0, Southampton 0. That was a frustrating game.
Yeah.
You had at one point, Sarri had all his attack out, subbed all the defense, and he just – these props to Southampton. Mm-hmm. Ever since they sacked Mark Hughes, they've been just very compact, played very organized, but they're very annoying.
They are very annoying to play against.
Like you just can't get a shot on them.
Players like Danny Ings are on his – 18-yard line defending freaking free kicks and corners and putting, you know, pressure and trying to get the ball back.
Yeah, Sarri has to either the signings better work or Sarri is a failure as a manager.
God, it's still only his first season.
I don't give a shit.
Sarri ball is for his first season in the Premier League, the toughest league in the world.
I don't care.
You got okay. I say a successful season for Chelsea is A, getting back in the Champions League, which I think you guys will. B, possibly winning the FA Cup, which would be a great success because you guys are the holders now. And C, waiting until next year to actually give a legitimate title push, because I just don't think you guys always try to buy a manager to win something right now. Like, come and win or else you're fired. Give the guy some time, man. Look what Pochettino's doing. Pochettino came with a shit Spurs team in 2013-14, and look what he's made it into. Legit title contenders. Yes, we're going through the chaos, like I said, but you got to give a manager time. I don't know. It's just not Chelsea's philosophy, though.
It's not. It's not.
You guys just want everything now. You guys are impatient.
Now. West Ham 2, Brighton 2.
I think Arnautovic came back and scored a brace in that game.
He did score a brace in that game. Man United 2, beat Newcastle.
That's the fifth win in a row, I believe, like we said.
Six wins under Solskjaer, but still hasn't hit a real test yet.
Yep. Huddersfield against Burnley, a big bottom of the league showdown. Burnley got big, big, big 3 points away to Huddersfield, and both teams ended up with a red card that game, actually.
Yeah.
Bournemouth-Watford played out to a 3-3, very thrilling draw, and all the goals were actually in the first half. So definitely an entertaining watch if you're a neutral.
Yeah.
And I spoke earlier about what I thought about Manchester City beating Liverpool and ending Liverpool's undefeated streak in the league. I just think Klopp is the one that made the mistakes and he got his tactics wrong, and that's why Pep
exactly
won. And that's why
Pep got the best of him.
Yep. Onto match day 22, or we have some interesting fixtures.
London Derby, West Ham, Arsenal. Arsenal, I think West Ham is going to give Arsenal a bit of a hard time, but Arsenal should edge it out.
I'm going to go with a West Ham win, actually.
You're going to go with a West Ham win?
Yep.
All right. Interesting.
Another big bottom of the table clash. Burnley, who just got 3 big points at Huddersfield, like I said, going against Fulham.
I think Fulham can win this one.
I think Fulham can win this
too. I think they can do this.
And hopefully they can make a signing before Saturday.
Yeah.
Get the guy to play, whoever it is. Maybe Victor Moses and Cahill. But maybe if not this week, the following.
Yeah.
Crystal Palace, Watford. This, I feel like, could be...
Anyway.
It could go anyway. Probably an entertaining game to watch, though.
Yeah, 100%.
Another big bottom-of-the-table clash. Cardiff City at home to Huddersfield. Man, those four teams, Burnley, Fulham, Cardiff, Huddersfield, these games are crucial, man. If you want to stay in the Premier League,
at this point,
they are crucial. They're like cup finals.
Second half of the season, every game is a final for them.
Oh, yeah. So I think that one's going to go to Cardiff because they have good home form against like the lesser teams. So I could see him edging it out like maybe like a 2-1 or 2-0.
All right. Brighton, Liverpool. Expecting Liverpool to bounce back.
Oh, yeah. I expect them to maybe shut him out and win like 3-4-0, actually.
Southampton, Leicester City at Leicester. I think Southampton's going to pull an upset.
You think so?
I think so. They've been building up their momentum for an eventual upset. I think Leicester's going to be the team they upset.
Well, Cardiff City upset Leicester City in December also when Leicester were on that hot streak and beat Man City and Chelsea. So it could happen again where, you know, Southampton score a late winner or something with your boy Danny Ings scoring a winner or something. But another big game to look forward to, Chelsea-Newcastle. I feel like Newcastle always give you guys a hard time.
Always give us a hard time.
Especially at Stamford Bridge.
Except for this one game after Mourinho got sacked when we scored 4 on them.
Yeah.
That was the only game I remember that Newcastle didn't give us a hard time. Every other game, they were just they play like Real Madrid.
I could see it being a narrow Chelsea win.
I could see that too.
Narrow Chelsea. If not, you guys are going to probably like not take advantage of your opportunities, and it'll probably be ended up in like a 0-0 draw, or you never know, Newcastle might like nick a goal and win 1-0 like Leicester did.
Yeah.
So if Chelsea is not taking advantage of their opportunities, they will pay the prices, you know?
Yep.
Everton-Bournemouth, that can also go either way. I could see Everton edging it out, though.
Yeah, Everton will edge it out. Big game. Your Spurs against Man United.
Solskjaer's first test. Big game away from home. Tottenham, home field advantage. I'm going to go... this is so tough to call. I'm going to say we get our first draw of the season.
All right.
We get. I'd say maybe it's going to be like a 2-2.
All right.
But I'll take that against Manchester United. Of course, I would love to win. But it really depends on our home field advantage,
yeah,
and the, how the crowd can get us, can the 12th man play a part. This is actually going to be Sun's last game before he takes a trip to the Asian Cup, which he departs right after this game. So hopefully his last contribution before he goes is a good one.
All right.
Last game of the week, Manchester City versus Wolves. Please, Wolves, do us a solid and beat Manchester City just like you beat my beloved Spurs. So that way Spurs can beat Manchester United and jump up into the second. And hopefully Brighton beat Liverpool so they can drop points too. And it'll be just a very happy match day 22. But yeah, I think we covered it all.
We covered it all.
We covered transfers. We covered game week recaps and all this good stuff. And we want to thank you guys, as usual, for tuning in.
Thank you guys for showing up to our post-New Year's show. I know we're a little bit late, but after all the holidays and all the stuff and just getting back on your feet.
Yep.
We're also getting back in the swing of things. We hope you are prosperous and joyous 2019.
Yep.
Better than the last. And we hope that you'll take the ride along with us on our journey doing this podcast.
Yep. Before we say our final goodbyes, we do want to talk to you guys about a little something called Anchor.
Once again, folks, thank you for tuning into Pharaoh's Halftime.
It's always a pleasure hearing you guys' feedback and your love and support. I ask you guys to continue to spread the word. If you know anybody that likes listening to a podcast, that enjoys football, soccer, transfer talk, banter.
Whatever the hell you want to call it.
Two goons behind a microphone being silly. Spread the word. Listen to our podcast. We love you. And we wish you a happy and joyous 2019.
Till next time, stay blessed.
See you around.